working at the goal line. They bring three. Daniel's backing up. He's just going to have to let one fly. Goes to the right side. Steps away from the defender. Gives himself some time. Now steps up, fires, heads towards the end zone. It is
The Commanders called the Hail Mary. They just let a bunch of dudes in the press box.
How many people were on the call for that? Just like five people just screaming at the same time.
That's great. Jaden Daniels to Noah Brown for the Hail Mary.
That must be fun to be a Commanders fan right now.
Yeah.
6-2. You found a quarterback.
It looks like he's got magic powers.
Your terrible owner's gone. Like everything's
coming up Commanders. Yeah. Other thoughts around the league very quickly before we get back to calls on this Victory Monday. The Bengals, when they wear their white uniforms and go white end zones, it looks terrible.
Zebras.
They should ditch it. It's awful.
Yeah,
tried to watch that game. It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
Hard on the eyes, and they lost. So good.
Easy to predict, but the Browns are infinitely better with Jameis Winston than they were
much
with Sean
better.
Watson. Winston's not going to play that well every week, though. He was awesome in that game.
It's also worth pointing out the Ravens are a Kyle Hamilton catch a pass thrown directly to him away from clinching that game.
Right.
And he dropped it, and they lost.
And the Texans, if Diggs is out, we'll see. If he's out for the season.
It's just Tank Dell.
Now, Collins, I saw yesterday. He's close. He's not only close. They were, I guess, clocking him pregame. And he was running 22 miles an hour.
Okay, so Collins is close.
So Collins, the second he gets off IR, is going to be right back.
Well, if they beat the Jets and send them to 2-7, that would be lovely.
I just wondered in the break, will the Jets trade Adams at the deadline if they fall to 2-7? What's the point? Hang on to him. Trade him. Get your pick back. Send him to... Kansas City was the first name I thought of.
Yeah.
The Chargers. Send him to the Chargers.
803-0550. By the way, before we get to calls, it is a... Adam Schefter referred to this as a sports equinox. I don't know if that's maybe the term we want.
Okay.
All four major sports tonight.
Okay.
World Series game, NHL action, Monday Night Football, NBA, all four sports tonight.
Yeah.
Rich in Larkinville. Hey, Rich.
Hey, what's up, Jeremy and Joe? Happy Victory Monday.
Morning. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to say I've been a lifelong Brady hater, and this is the first time I got to actually listen to him on the TV. And I enjoyed you guys picking on him what he was going to say yesterday. But I did enjoy him. I thought he was a very professional announcer. And what really blew me away was when he said that Keon Coleman's catch was ridiculous. I'm like, wow, this guy's almost a closet Bills fan. What's up with that?
Yeah. One thing, he also referred to Kenneth Walker as one of his favorite players to watch in the NFL. Which, at some point, you can't – I was fine with Brady yesterday. You can't say you love everyone. That's what Gruden used to do.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's a great player. Everyone's great. I love watching everyone. You know, at some point, we want a little bit more of who did what wrong, who made the mistake there, blah, blah, blah. So, that's all. Commenting that a catch was nice. Maybe Bills fans came with this idea that Brady was going to be bitter about the Bills. Why would he ever have hated the Bills for anything? He had like two bad days in his life against the Bills. So I wasn't ever of a belief he was going to be biased against them. He likes Josh Allen.
I just don't think you're ever going to hear anything that's really all that interesting from him.
He did do something he's not allowed to do.
Criticize officials?
Yes. As a part owner of the Raiders, he is not allowed to criticize officials. And
right.
He didn't necessarily...
Good, find him. Find him.
He didn't necessarily criticize officiating. He commented how there were too many penalties.
Yeah. Fitz was tweeting about that. Did you see that?
The penalties?
No, Fitz, who does not like Tom Brady, right? Like
That's right.
He tweeted, hey, Tom Brady, like at Tom Brady. Hey, at Tom Brady, any calls by the refs or teams you have criticisms for lately? Just curious to get your take on all the flags.
Look at Fitz out here. Number one hater.
Body bagging Tom Brady.
Dude, what a hater.
I love it. Listen. Of the two, I was mentally prepared, like, oh, I'm going to hate this, but Tom Brady's probably going to be good at this year. When I watch the Manning cast, I love when Peyton Manning, like, gets on the thing and, like whatever. Like, he shows you, like, what happened on a play. He's at his little helmets or whatever. Brady's not doing any of that. He's in a different job.
It's a different job.
Belichick is the one that I am now having to come to grips with. He's Bill Belichick.
He's fantastic.
I want to hate him, and Bill Belichick is amazing on TV.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
And Brady is not. I don't think he's very interesting.
Brady's,
and he comes off as very fake, as was predictable.
I mean, I thought it was fine. It's just that job is generally that job. You're either
his timing is still off, by the way. There's times where like he's about to start a sentence and then like, oh, I gotta call Burkhart's gotta get in there to call the play.
Mike in Orchard Park, more on the Brady review. Hey Mike.
Hey guys, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick on the Brady thing. Man, this guy ruined my childhood. Maybe I'm biased or what, but I was just not having it. I was just cringed every time he talked about the Bills. But I think he'll do all right. You know, I think I'll enjoy when he's not calling Bills games. Now, talking about the game, you know, I just felt we beat a team we were supposed to beat. You know, I was glad we, you know, traveling to the West Coast, we were able to go out there and not come out flat and play, you know. And my last point is, you know, McDermott and Bean, we're building a program, right? And I don't really feel like we're building to win in the division, right? I'm happy, you know, where we're at, but I'm looking at the long game, you know. I'm looking forward to the Kansas City game, and, you know, we got to get one this year, you know. So, you know, I feel content where we're at, and, you know, hopefully we can keep this one going.
All right. Thanks, Mike. 803-0550. And beating teams you're supposed to beat. Not everybody did that yesterday. Baltimore didn't do that, right?
Baltimore has now done that twice. They lost to the Raiders, and they lost to the Browns.
The Dolphins did not beat a team they were supposed to beat. The Jets didn't beat a team they were supposed to beat.
Jets have done that multiple times this year, too. So
the Bengals were 2.5-point favorites and lost by 20.
How many games left is that for the Bills where it's a team they're supposed to beat? Is it all but two or three?
It is definitely
Miami
and Indianapolis, New England twice, and the Jets. That's five.
The Rams.
Rams, probably. I mean, the Rams. Watch the Rams get a little scrappy here. They're still alive, and with Puka and Cooper Kupp both back,
that game might feel like yesterday.
Might.
Like, hey, this team's okay, pretty good, you're on the road, West Coast.
That's at least five. I mean, are you supposed to beat the Niners, the Chiefs, the Rams, the Lions? No. Is that all their games
left? I would
left?
Not.
That's all of them.
I would not say you're supposed to win at the Lions.
No.
Are you? We'll see where the Niners are at by then.
And
are you supposed to beat the Niners at home if they're still a 500 team by that point?
Very likely, yes. But even then, that's they're one of the better teams, and the Niners went in last night and got their win.
But if you just win the games you're supposed to win the rest of the year, let's take out Kansas City, San Francisco, and Detroit. You just win the games you're supposed to win where it's a 5-loss football team. Like, you're the 2 seed, or you're the 3 seed.
Yeah. I mean, Baltimore's already got 3 losses.
Yeah,
if you're looking at the 2 seed right now, I'm just not really buying Houston right now. I don't think Houston... They should have blown the Colts out. They did have a late fumble, goofy play.
They've played a lot of close games.
They really have.
This year. How many double-digit point wins do they even have?
Houston?
Yeah. Can you remember a game where they were the talk of the league because they blew somebody out?
No.
Their season so far, they beat the Colts by 2 in the opener. They beat the Bears by 6. They got rolled by the Vikings. They beat the Jags by 4. That's not that impressive. They beat the Bills by 3, and the Bills were horrible that day.
Yep.
They beat New England by 20, but it's New England. Lost to Green Bay by 2, beat the Colts by 3. They got like
one game.
They got one blowout win, and it was at New England. All right. Like, that's not that impressive. You look at point differential on the season. Like, the Bills, for instance, are plus 84 on the year, and Houston's plus 9.
Yeah, I just don't think they're that good right now. Be caller 5 to win a pair of tickets to see comedian Sean Murphy at Rob's Playhouse Theater on Saturday, November 2nd. Sean Murphy, a New York City comedian originally from Buffalo, whose likability and awkwardness keeps audiences captivated whenever he performs. A regular at the Comedy Cellar, he has a great YouTube special called Neil and performs in top comedy clubs across the country. Visit PlayhouseTix.com for details. Again, that's caller 5 to win a pair of tickets to 221-4WGR. Jeremy and Joe back on the other side. More of Victory Monday. Sal and Chris Brown in the 8 o'clock hour. Your calls throughout.
Handoff goes to Walker, and he's stopped! Stopped by a swarm of defenders, but Greg Rousseau was there first. It's a loss of 1. 4th and goal.